I've just posted in the group again. How
Yeah.
is everybody, by the way? Alan,
Yeah.
if you hear snoring, Alan is hiding. Yeah.
Is that saying it's cold? It's bloody
Is
cold.
that saying it's cold? Fucking freezing. Jeez.
It's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse.
I went for a
Hi,
walk with
Katie.
Alan yesterday, and I saw the I'm home here in Italy with my parents. I saw a wolf, an actual
Oh,
wolf, and
wow.
I initially I thought, oh, it must be a dog, it can be a wolf. And then I met the owner of the land, and he's like, yeah, it's actually a wolf he got here like a few weeks ago. He's
Wow.
killing animals and everything,
Oh my
so I'm not
God.
going with Alan. And luckily
No,
Alan didn't even
keep
react
him
or
on the
anything.
lead. Keep him on
exactly
the lead.
exactly
Oh God.
good. I think we can start. I think we can start.
Go for
Yep. So no need to introduce Maddie. Obviously the goal here of the call is, well, there's a bit of a story behind it. One is, I know there's some of you on my side at least are still struggling to cut down the number of images in your galleries. And what I always say, my experience at least, is the bigger the gallery, the lower the sales. That's my experience. Maddie can tell me if I'm wrong, but this is what I've seen. And then on the other side, we were having a conversation a few days ago with Maddie. I don't even know if I told you, but I received two galleries, full galleries, not from my clients, but I had to have a look at them for something that we're working on. And I opened the two galleries, and I can guarantee you, I could not tell one from the other. Had you posted them on social media, I would have not been able to say it's two different photographers. Because the colors were the same, the props were the same, the poses were the same, and all that. So with Maddie as well, we're going to do a bit of work, not just today. Obviously, we're starting with creating the gallery, but we need to ensure that we do as much as possible to stand out. Like I wrote this morning, is as important as everything else. I'll stop talking now because I'm boring, and I let Maddie do the talk as always. Write in the chat because today I'm here checking your questions, and then there will be time for Q&A and everything.
Okie dokie then. Welcome everybody. When I do one-to-ones, and if anyone's in my group, I know a lot of you are, you've probably heard me say that the thing is that especially now, clients, if they are on the market for a newborn photographer, they are focusing on price more than ever. And when I train people, and I almost always say, show me your images, they're all very samey quite often. And then there's me who says, oh, I knew this was your image as soon as I saw it because it's different. So it's about how to achieve that, because if I can look at a gallery of images and not know, like Julia said, who's done it because there's nothing special about it. It might be great quality, but what sets it apart? Then your clients won't either. And if your images look the same as everybody else's in your area, then there's only one reason your clients are going to book one over the other, and that's price. You don't want people to be looking at price. You want them to be looking at your images. So it's about how to achieve that. Get people to book you for you, which is ultimately what everybody wants. We want to be special. We want our work to stand out. We want our clients to go, oh, I only want you and nobody else. That's all what everyone tells me. That's what they ultimately want. So it's about how to do that. But it's also about once you've got the client and taken the images, how do you make sure that they always buy your top package? Now, it's not 100% strike rate with me any more than it is with anyone else, but it is 90%. Weirdly, I had somebody sit there and watch me do a full 2.5 hours with an absolute awful baby and only bought that. No digital prints, no nothing. Full IPS, the whole works, and bought one piece of wall art. So it does happen, and there was nothing I could have done there. But 90% of the time, what I get when people look at their gallery is, oh my God, I can't choose, I have to have them all. So it's about that's what you want every client to say. What you don't want is a client to look at the gallery and go, right, okay, well, we need to pick our 10. And if you're getting that more often than not, then there's something you can be doing to fix your gallery to prevent that happening. And quite often, it's down to a couple of things. It's down to how many images you're presenting. And also the fact that if you produce too many, then your chances of creating a gallery of images where they are all very different is smaller because it's harder to do. Okay. So I remember once a lovely photographer posted in my group 2 or 3 years ago now, saying, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I can't believe this has just happened. I present a gallery to my client. She sits through the slideshow and at the end says, is that it? Is there anything else? And the first question I had was, how many are in the gallery? And she said, 65. Excuse me. Red flag straight away. Because with 65 images at a newborn session, unless you are incredible at doing newborn sessions and are able to do 15 different setups, you're going to get repetition. And there's no two ways about that. You're going to get repetition. And as soon as you get repetition, your client's bored by the time they've watched 12 of their kid on pink. Because the parents see a kid on pink, they don't see froggy pose, taco pose, bum up pose, three angles of bum up pose. Wrapped bum up pose, unwrapped bum up pose with a hat on, bum up pose with a headband on, bum up pose with nothing on. They don't see that. They just see all these shots of a baby on pink. So, what you have to do is try and make sure that you have two photos of bum up pose, for example, or one froggy. So, there's a few things you can do. Take fewer images. That's the first thing. So I always say to people, you have one job as a newborn photographer and only one job. And that is to provide your clients with a gallery of saleable images. You make no promises about what's in those images at all. All you have to do is make sure that they want to buy them. And how you do that is you make sure that they are very varied with no repetition. And once you do that, you've got clients going, they're all so different. I can't choose that one over that one. Therefore, I have to buy them all. And the best way to make sure that you are consistently creating a gallery like that is to not overshoot and to produce a gallery of about 20 to 30, no more. My only stipulation is minimum of 20. That's it. Some galleries, and I've got some examples that I'll show you in a bit. Some galleries are so good. The baby's amazing. The parents want to get the kit off and they'll do anything. And suddenly your gallery has gone like that. Brilliant. But it's still not repetition. It just means that the baby was amazing. The family are amazing. I can create more images. But I, even with the toughest baby, and I'll show you in a minute, because I've got a gallery of a baby last week that just made me want to do that. I still got a saleable gallery of images that I haven't done the IPS for yet, by the way. So watch this baby climb my thing on one wall art. But I still did it. He was off and I bailed on three setups that I had. But there's still no repetition. And I still got, I think, 23 or 24 images, 24, I think. And that's goal achieved. I hate them, but the parents won't. And that's the point. That's the other thing. We put ourselves under a lot of pressure. I know we are, if you're anything like me, you shoot for you. I shoot for me. I shoot because I love what I do. I put myself under an awful lot of pressure because I love what I do and I'm my greatest critic. But I never lose sight of the fact that they're not my images and it's not, well, they are copyright, but I don't shoot for me. I shoot for my client. And what I ultimately think of them doesn't change how I present that gallery to the client. I'm still just as enthusiastic about it. And to them, it's the best session ever. And they'll never hear me say otherwise, even if I wanted to drop kick the kid out of the studio at the time. They would never know that, right? Because they don't see everybody else's galleries. They don't see the galleries that were incredible and that I'm super, super proud of. So the first thing to do is to set up four or five setups ready to go. Don't overcomplicate it, keep it simple and aim for three or four shots per setup. You can get a few more on the posing table. The other tip is never to take the same shot twice with just a bit of different headgear on. That's the other thing, because a head on hands shot with a headband on, and then you whip it off and take exactly the same shot. Parents, there's an opportunity for the parents to go, oh, I prefer the one without the headband on. That's a choosing opportunity right there. So if you are in the habit of doing that, stop. If you're going to take the headband off and take that shot, take it from a different place. How many props? Three, Jenny, three props. Take the same shot from a different place. So it's not the same shot at all. Or move a finger, move a head, do something to vary it, change your light, do something. So you've got all these images and you upload them. And obviously, if for those of you that are going to tune in tomorrow to the live newborn session, you'll see me do this and I'll repeat myself because I'll probably tell everybody before I start exactly what I've just told you. So yeah, it's a big deal about how you plan your session.
Can I ask two questions and
Yes.
interrupt you? So often I hear when I say cut down the number of images, I get two reactions. One is, but I add everything in black and white as well. And
Oh,
the other thing, I think I apologize if I can't remember who was it that had this conversation with me last week, and it was someone who showed extra images. So they edited the gallery and I think showed some extras, and she told me the client chose one of the images that I had not put in my initial gallery was an extra that I can't remember if it was an edited or fully edited, and was like, well, what if I exclude images that the client actually prefers?
well, the client doesn't get to see what isn't included in the gallery. You don't. The thing is, if you are creating a gallery, that's the finished product. It's a bit like if you baked a cake in a restaurant and then somebody said, "Yeah, brilliant, but can I have a different flour in it, or can I see your ingredient?" No, there's your cake. That's it. A simple answer to that, if you've got, I mean, the first thing you've got to ask yourself: why is the client asking to see more? Why is that gallery not enough for that client? What about that gallery has made that client go, well, what else have you got? Why? What else is going on? Okay. The second question is, why are you then saying yes to the client when they're asking you that? The best thing to do is to say no, because they're all deleted. These are the best. These are the ones that make the final cut. I delete as I go through them. So if they don't make the cut, I don't keep them. Simple as that. So that stops that dead. I had a client once. He was an ass. I hated him. Couldn't wait to get him out. He was really bolshy with me. It's a few years ago now. Fantastic gallery. I was so proud of them. And he said, yeah, they mostly look like him. We only want five. Oh, and then he paid for the five, told me to airdrop them to his phone, and then said, okay, but what if I want others? I said, there aren't any others. Well, you must have taken more than these. Well, I did, but I deleted them. Why would I dig them out when he has no intention of buying them? You know? So I said no, and that shut him dead. And he went, okay, fine. I think we get so scared of saying no to clients. And you shouldn't, because if you're in control, then they're not going to keep pushing your buttons for a start. So the first word of no, that's it, you've shut them down. And that's it, no more problems. If you go, oh, well, I could, and that's it, floodgates open. But my question is, why did that client want to see more? What was wrong with that gallery that they had to ask? So it could be repetition, too many images, because they're now going, well, we want something different. Not that there's anything wrong with the images. You might be an absolute lighting guru. Your lighting might be perfect. Your posing might be perfect. Your styling might be perfect. But if the client is saying, yeah, we've seen all those, there's loads of those, they all look the same. If you're not varying your angles, changing up your poses, and then you're providing too many in the actual finished culled gallery, your clients are bored and they want something else. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with what you're giving them. You're just giving them too much. And clients don't want too much choice because it bamboozles them. And they want to just back out of it. And that means they start culling. So
Emma is
it's an
asking,
odd
oh,
one.
sorry. Emma is
Yeah, go
asking,
on.
how do you deal with this, with moms and family images at the sessions? I often find they are so self-conscious, they want to see a couple of options.
No, that's you, that nobody ever asks me that, ever. Sorry. Because I think the thing is, you've got to improve how you shoot adults. Babies aren't insecure about how they look, and the parents just think they're the best looking baby in the world. So the parents are never going to say, my baby looks a bit fat in that one. Have you got any others where my baby doesn't look fat? But they will about themselves. So if you are getting that, shoot them better. Find a better way of shooting adults, because that's their own insecurities coming out. That may be nothing to do with you providing too many images in a gallery. That's their insecurity. So I would just improve how you shoot adults. How you shoot the parents. And I'm going to be doing a parent posing class in the group soon. I'm going to plan it in January. And I will cover all
Other
that.
question.
Yes.
Would you give the same photo, one looking at the camera, parents? So one of the parents looking at the camera and one looking down at baby. If not, how do you pick which one to show them?
Occasionally, yeah, one of the galleries I'm going to show you has a similar shot with the parents looking at the camera. It's because they were a bloody gorgeous couple and I couldn't stop shooting them. But ordinarily, whether it's a parent shot or if it's a parent shot, then it's the most flattering. So if mom's looking down and she's got all the chins, I won't put that in. So I'm looking for things in that parent shot that might upset mom. I'm looking for something, which one is she going to like of herself? But when it comes to the baby, it's all about pretend it's a potato when I'm culling. It's either a technically correct image or it isn't. I don't care if the baby's got a little bit of a smile on or anything. It doesn't matter if it's out of focus or it's not right. It's not going in the cut. End of. I don't delete them, by the way. It's a complete lie. But if the client ever asks me that, that's my answer. Yeah. So I mean, it depends on it depends, basically.
Other questions. This all makes sense. Why do I believe in that if we include more images, it's a bigger chance for people to buy and as they look at quantity and worth?
Yeah, I think that's the misconception that clients want more for their money, but you're not in Primark. You're not Primark. How many bras can I get for 30 quid? That's not how it works. That's because it's sell it cheap, stack them high. Okay. People want more for their money. It's not a pick and mix where they're trying to cram as many in the box. They want quality. They want quality over quantity. Okay. So the analogy I quite often, and I use bras because we're usually women, it bamboozles the men when I say it, but hey ho, it's stacking them high. If you're going to Primark to buy a bra, you know it's going to fall apart and the wire's going to come out in the washing machine. And you know that it's going to stretch and it's probably going to look a bit crap, but it's £8, right? You only probably only bought it to go under a dress for one day out anyway, and you don't really care. Okay. So you want as much as you can get for your £8. But if you walk into somewhere exclusive, do Gucci do bras? I don't know. Then they're going to give you Prosecco and you're going to have three women fitting you, right? It's going to be made of hand spun silk on the knees of Virgin, I don't know, whatever, right? But the point is, you're then going to part with £300 because it's high quality. It's going to last you the rest of your life and go with every outfit. It's not going to stretch, right? It's probably not even underwired. It's that good. And you don't mind, suddenly it's worth the money, right? And you're not going to go, Christ, I only got one bra. You're going to go, look at my bra. It's amazing. That's the difference. Okay, that's the difference in your clients and how you want them to feel when they look at your gallery. If they're looking at a gallery of 50 images and going, yeah, but I want more. If I'm going to pay £300, I want more than this. Then their eyes are going around this screen so much, there's so much to look at, then they're probably just bored of it and they want something different.
I can almost, obviously, from my point of view, without being the photographer or having that experience, but I can almost guarantee now that when I get a client who tells me they are not selling top gallery most of the times, there's more than 25, 30 images. So they deliver 45, 50, 60.
Same.
It's always like that, yeah.
When I'm doing a one-to-one and the first and we sit and chat about their work and their galleries and how it's going, and I say, show me. It's almost always that people they think they want to learn posing when they come and see me, but they want to know how I create the gallery. That's what they ultimately want. How do they get their galleries to look like my galleries? I mean, not styling, because that's down to you, and that's different for everybody. But if I'm getting 90% selling top package, and of those, 80% are buying wall art, then people want to know how I'm getting people to do that. And that's ultimately the goal, because your top package is all very well, but you want to bump that up. You want to bump that up with wall art. Okay. And if you've got a gallery of 50 images and you've got 20 of that, parents are going to go, well, I don't want one of them on the wall. I'm bored of them now. You want to have a gallery where you've got 25 images that are so incredible that you are now in a position to go, right, which one are you going to put on your wall art? Which, and then you're going, well, this one would work here, and this one will work this way, and this one will work that way. The only other way to do it is to cull them all right down, and then suddenly they're buying a smaller package anyway, and you're not getting any wall art sales because they had to cull them because they were like, well, we don't want all those. We don't need all those. You want need, you want to inspire need. I have to have them all. Not, oh, I'll only take 10 because they're too similar. Because you can't
Other
upsell.
question. Other question. Do you try and do different shots for every client? I'm not
No.
sure.
No. Because I mean, I'll talk you through it, those of you who are joining me tomorrow or watch the video afterwards. We all have to have flow in mind, a pose flow, a system to our session. We have to, otherwise we lose our way, we get thrown. You sit there going, you have to have that in mind. And I do, I have a pose flow that I'll go through tomorrow. And if the baby allows, then that's what everybody gets. But my clients don't know that I have a pose flow. They don't know that we have a pose flow. They don't know a taco from a froggy to a head on hands to a Huck Finn to an egg wrap. They don't know any of that. It's meaningless to them. As far as they're concerned, we're making it up as we go along. Okay. So I will throw the whole lot out the window if I get a baby that demands that I do that, just so I can get a gallery. So I might have a pose flow in my mind. And if you get 10 amazing babies in a row, then those galleries will all look pretty similar in terms of the way they flow. But the clients don't know that. They're not all getting out, they're not all gathering in the car park and comparing galleries. Clients don't know what other clients get. So with each client is getting something unique, which again is down to my styling and colors. And what I ask the parents that they what they want or what they don't want, all that sort of stuff, means that each client gets something very, very individual. Which then, of course, means that even if they've seen stuff online, my page and my Instagram will look very, very different. The images look different. So they, I mean, the amount of people who go, wow, I've screenshot so much of your stuff because I love it all. Not one image, because why would they screen the screenshot more, because they all look the bloody same.
Do you want to go ahead with calling the gallery, or we ask more questions?
Yeah, hang on, let me see. Can you share editing tips? Right, editing tips. Tomorrow's newborn session. I've got the chat up, so I thought it'd be easy if I skim it, and then I can start culling this gallery for you. Editing, I will, when I do this newborn session tomorrow, the images from that, I will be doing full new culling, processing, and editing tutorial videos, which will be on the website or included in your subscription if you sign up to the mentoring. Feel free for those who are a member to chip in, for those that aren't, say that they should. So yeah, but I'm not today, basically, is the answer to that. I had a parent ask me if I had a flow. They didn't call it that. Yeah, I mean, be honest with parents if they ask. Nina, just say, yeah, well, we kind of have a rough idea where we're going. You know, we have a system. That's what, because parents, some parents are really interested in what we're doing. It's good to talk to the parents, especially if you're sitting there waiting for a baby or a baby's being a bit testy and you're having to back off a bit. Tell the parents what you're doing. Just say, I'm going to give them a bit of space for a minute. I'm going to do this. No problem with that. They like to feel included in the process. I get a lot of people taking them. There's only 150. There's only 100 between my bottom and middle and top, but what they get doubles. So you know, if even if I did get people going, well, you know, I'll just pick the middle package because they're thinking it's the Goldilocks thing. I go, yeah, but if you pay another 100 quid, you get all this extra stuff. It's less work for me because really nobody ever gets to see unedited images. So I've already done all the editing. I haven't got to sit and pick out 10, so it's less time at the IPS. I haven't got to pick their 10 prints. I haven't got to do any of that. So now they've got a full gallery of images, and it's easier because the top package has a £100 wall art voucher in it. I go, right, which one do you want? Which one? Which one? And that's it. My favorite line in the minute was, well, I assume you didn't I assume you didn't buy these beautiful images just to stick the USB in the drawer. Surely you want to put your favorite on the wall, don't you? Boom. Usually works. Shooting tethered. No, never. Never, never, never. Nobody gets to see unedited images but me. You'll see, and I'll explain in a minute. I shoot concentrating on that baby. I'm concentrating on the baby. I'm briefly looking at the back of the camera, but my focus is not the images I'm taking as such yet. It's the baby, the angles, the lighting. I'm nailing those. I don't want to be nipping and having a look at a laptop to see whether I'm getting it. Right, that baby needs to be worked with speedily and efficiently, get it nailed. And then I can sit down and go, oh crap, I don't like this gallery, whatever. But never tethered. I wouldn't shoot tethered. I don't want anyone else seeing what I'm getting before they see the final product. I wouldn't ever do that. Nope. So I did a shoot last week. Let me just show you this gallery. I did
One
a
last
shoot last
question
week.
before you start
Yeah.
with that from me. Fully edited images in the gallery, no soft edit, not
No.
edited images.
No, fully edited. It's a bit like saying, here's your birthday cake, but I haven't iced it yet. Great, isn't it? I mean, if you think about it, Monet, these the water lilies, right? Everyone is under the misconception that these artists went out with an easel and painted it. They didn't. They went out for 10 years first and did thousands of sketches and small paintings, and then spent 2 years in their studio creating the masterpiece that we now see. Okay. And you won't have seen half those sketches, and quite right too, because it takes away from the magic of the final piece. So nobody's seeing my unedited images ever. And the thing is, you can do it for a cake smash or a Christmas mini or whatever else you want to do. there is so much that changes when you edit a newborn session that the parents can't visualize that. And they're seeing these beautiful finished images on your Instagram or your Facebook page, and that's what they want. They don't want to see an unfinished image of their baby because suddenly it doesn't look as good as all the images that they booked you for. That's what they see, the unedited. No, never. I wouldn't do it. And this is the thing. If your editing is taking you 100 years and killing your soul, then firstly, get your lighting right, because it's always about the lighting, editing. And don't create such huge galleries that take you forever to edit that are sucking your soul. So find a way of getting your editing nails. I've done Zoom calls where people have gone, "Holy crap, you've changed my world with that Zoom call. I thought it was my editing," because they've done their video CC in my group, and I've gone, "You need to sort your lighting out." They're over editing it. They can't get it right, thinking it's their editing. It's not actually lighting. So if editing's taking you forever, it'll be your lighting almost always. So nail that, and I can do a full, if I say off Facebook, stop talking to Julia, I can edit a full gallery of newborn in hour and a half, 2 hours, because it takes 10 minutes in Lightroom usually. And then you just do either batch for your actions in Photoshop. I don't normally with newborns, but you can do. And then 2 or 3 minutes per image in Photoshop, depending on how baby's skin is. So yeah, I know what you mean, Bella. You do, but I still, that's fine if you get excited by good babies, and you'll see in a few of my galleries. No, doesn't Sam, it doesn't take ages to fix at all. You have frequency separation and other tools. So yeah, I mean, by all means interrupt me at this point. Excuse my coughing. Right, so let me just share screen. So this baby had a rotten cold. Don't you just love it when they turn up with a rotten cold? Hang on. Da, 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 da. Right, okay. So there we go. Right, share. So this kid turned up with a rotten cold. Can everybody see that all right? Yeah, good.
Yep.
Good, good, good. And
Yep.
jaundice. And he was extremely hard work. Right, sorry, I'm going the wrong way around. Right, so here we go. These are all the images. Now, I have, as a end of a cake smash there, I have a 64 gig card, which means that I've usually got 4 or 5 sessions. So obviously, just clicking import would be a dumb thing to do in that respect, because you'll get an awful lot of stuff just duplicated on your drive. But the main reason that I would never do that is because even though I've taken all these shots, I don't want them all. There's no need to have them all. So my culling process starts here. What I don't do is import the lot onto a hard drive and then cull them. I cull them now and leave the ones I don't want on my card, which saves space on my drive. And also shortens the process. So what the first thing I do is I uncheck all, and then I open the first one. He's looking at me rather weirdly. And at the bottom here, I can now make a decision as to whether I want that or not. Now, I've already done this session, but I will just do it just quickly just to show you. So I might go, yeah, I love that. No, obviously. You see how dumb that would have been just to import the lot? Because the thing is, if you import them onto your hard drive and then go through them, you're just going through them and putting them in Lightroom. This stuff still stays on your hard drive, which is daft. So no, yes, no, because he's not looking at the camera. Not looking at the camera. Yeah, no. That's kind of cute. I like that. No, it's up his nose. No, because it's too similar to the one that is better. Kind of like that, because I remember at the time the parents went, "Oh, he's yawning." Yeah, they do that. But they found it cute, so it'll go in. Oops. Yes. Which one is better? See? So now I'll go backwards and forwards because you don't need them both. Whoops. That one is slightly better focus. And when I say focus, they're always going to be slightly soft in your preview. Somebody in my group the other day had a right panic saying, oh my God, I bought them all in. They're all out of focus. And they're not. They're just slightly soft in your preview. Don't worry about it. But I'm looking at that, his eyelashes, and I'm going, yeah, that's fine. With experience, I know that this is fine. I can see that that's fine. So yeah, that one's slightly better than the other one. That one, no, bit better. Out of focus, and I don't like his fingers there. Better. That one's even better. So I'm going to go back and undo that one. He was shedding skin everywhere as well, which didn't help. No, don't need it. It's the same as the other one. That's a different angle. No. That one, I think, is a slightly better angle than the other one. But yeah, no, that one's even better. So I'll get rid of that one. Don't want that. Let me see what else is going on. I've got to. That one's better. So I'm going to get rid of that one. So all I'm not lingering, okay? It's literally a technical assessment. That's it. A quick glance. Has he got a funny look on his face? Is there anything about that that is wrong? Quick judgment. That's it. Different angle. That's a different angle. And also, I might include a few extra just for my initial cull. Because I know it was a tough session, I probably didn't get as many as I normally would. Kind of like that because of the negative space, might be able to do something. He's pouting, which is cute. Do you know what? I'm going to show you the final gallery and realize that I culled a completely different set of images. That's a pout. So I might put. Yes, he had a weird thing. He kept sticking his chin up. So his bum is a bit higher than I'd like. But yeah, that's okay. No, mouth open. No, might do that one. Chopped his bum off. That's a bit better. His elbow was a bit too cut close to the bottom there, so there's no room to do anything with that. So that one's a bit better. Cute. Don't need four of those. See how I've not done those. Right, so a different set of images. You see how I've not done those? Because a cute little pout with his little brow wrinkles is way cuter than just straight face, nothing else going on. Right, so we've got into these. So, yes, different. That's even better because I ironed out his fingers. So, take that one off. Yeah. Kind of like that one. Too close to the bottom there. That would have liked the bigger space around him. Maybe. Okay, these ones, I know that I got his fingers flat, so I'm not even going to bother with the first two. I got his fingers flat. Okay, so yes. Oh no, hang on. Out of focus on that eye, possibly. Yeah, that one's better. So get rid of that one. Don't need six of the same. Skip through, skip through, skip through. See how I shot them and shot them and shot them. Don't even know why I did it. But just because you shot it doesn't mean you have to put it in your gallery. It doesn't mean it has to make the cut. But see, that's a straight over the top, so I might pop that one in. Okay, no. Possibly. He was bright orange and I underexposed these, which is annoying, but I think sometimes I fall foul of that, lose concentration if you've got a really tough baby, something else goes. So my light was always in the right place. But what I always teach is that my settings in my camera don't change usually. So what happens is if my softbox is then further away, then I'll put my light up. So it may be that I've literally just not even thought about to do it because I was too busy concentrating on him. That's better exposure. So I might have clocked it. That's better. Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay. That one. Yes. God, he was hard work. That one, he's cuddling his teddy bear. Yes, don't need three of them. That's big, cute. Got my foot in the way. That's a landscape one. That's better than that one. See how a lot of repetition. Oh, cute. Cute after the session, not always in it. Yeah, lots of repetition. Don't need that one. Yes. Okay. That's better. Take that one off. That's straight. So, yes. And then we did some closer ones. Out of focus. Yeah, not a great session. One of those sessions you can't wait to be over. No, because his hands are all screwed up, and I know I improved on that, which is why it's really important to get the shot, then go back and see if they'll let you refine it. So clearly, abandon those. That's cute. Whipped his dummy out, clearly. There. Yes. Yes, it's further away. That's different angle. Different session. Okay, so that would be my import. Okay, so having imported those, and that's taken me, and obviously I've explained it as I've done it. So they would now be imported. Okay, and obviously I've already done it. So they would be imported. And then what I'll do is I'll change my share. I'll show you a different. They get imported, they get a quick 10 minute Lightroom edit. As a batch. So for those of you that edit one, put it in Photoshop, put it back into Lightroom, I don't understand why you would do that. They all get put into Lightroom. They're all edited as a batch using auto sync. They're exported as a batch, 10 minutes. But you will get to see me do that.
Am I right thinking that you also go fast where you were choosing them and then to avoid overthinking and
Yes.
focusing on the small differences?
Yes. Exactly that. Like I said, pretend it's a potato. Okay. Not, oh, but he's got his little finger up. No. Right. Is it technically correct? Will it make the cut? Boom. Yes. Move on. You've got, and I'll show you, there's time for that other stuff later. But at least now, if you want to get airy fairy and go, isn't he adorable? And get more in depth into your culling. At least now you're going to be doing on images that are technically correct instead of falling into the trap of going, I have to include it. I know it's out of focus. I'll go and buy topaz and hope I can rescue it. Just ditch it. Parents don't know you took it, which is the other reason you shouldn't be doing tethering, right? And showing the parents because they're going to be there. The one that they can't tell is out of focus on the screen is the one they're going to ask for at the IPS that you dumped. And then you're like, right? Okay, so. Da, 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 da. Right, let's see. Finder, gallery. Share. So here he is. That's actually the finished gallery. Right, so these are the ones, okay? These are the ones that I imported, right? From my initial cull, okay? So then what I do. So they're the Lightroom edits, right? You can see I did a few more than I showed you. Then I create a gallery, another folder called gallery here. And I open that in a new tab. And I then make a judgment about which images are going in that gallery. So, for example, I would say use preview, spacebar, select it, press spacebar. I can zoom in. I can go, right, am I right about the fact that was in focus? Can I be bothered with all this, this, and this? Right? Yeah, fine. That then gets dragged in. Okay. Then you end up with, so do that all the way through. Then you end up with your final gallery. Now these are all edited, ready to go. Okay. So you can see here, I actually only ended up putting in three awake shots, which is fine because how many do they need? And you, the thing is, as well, these are gorgeous. He's a cute little thing. And the parents are at IPS going to go, oh, but they don't want to see 17 of those because they're going to go, yeah, all right. So, another tip when you present your gallery, for those of you that do IPS, is don't just leave them in this order, mix them up, drag them around so that they're never going to see similar images next to each other. And that stops them going, move on, please. What else? What's next? Because every shot is boom, boom, boom. Wow, that's different. Wow, that's different. Wow, that's different. Okay. So you can see one of those, one of those, one of those. Okay. Side-on version. In front, over the top. Yeah. Very different images. Okay. Two slightly different angles there. But I think with him, I was literally going, I need to put in a couple extra because he was a bugger. One lapse, right? So on these, it's holding the teddy that way, holding the teddy that way. And then two close-ups. One with the lights distance, one without, one slightly closer. Yeah, and only three there. Okay. Not an amazing gallery. Oh, and then that one, right? Yeah. So not an amazing gallery, but they're all different. And all, here we go. And that is the final gallery. Okay. So they tie in. Parents are not going to go, well, that one's the same as that one on any of them, really. I mean, yeah. Can you see that? Can you see that collage?
Yeah, we can.
So there's two there in the crate that you could say. But one's a pout and one isn't, and they were kind of cute. Okay, so any questions before I show you some other collages of completed galleries?
Yes. Oh, I lost it. I do pretty much the same. Hold on, I've lost it. I do pretty much the same process, but do it in Bridge and start rate the ones I will import. And when I come to edit, I then rate the ones that I'll edit again. I don't use Lightroom.
That's fine. What, horses for courses. Some people use I hate Bridge. It's just, I don't know. I don't use it. We all have our own systems. The thing is, if your system's taking you forever, I mean the whole putting things back into Lightroom and editing it and then exporting one image. The thing is as well, one thing you'll notice, and this is also you're not producing a load of separate images, you're producing a gallery. As a complete thing, okay? And it has to be beautiful as an as it, in its entirety, it has to be beautiful, okay? And a huge part of that is consistency. So consistency in your lighting and your editing, okay? So for me, batch editing is key because if I don't batch edit, if it's backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards and I'm looking one image at a time, you lose your consistency. So in the session, my lighting is consistent. I want to keep that. I want to maintain that right to the end. So by the time I present the gallery to the client, they flow. Okay. Not one blown, one underexposed, one, horror lit, one not horror lit, whatever. One where the pink that the mum knows the baby was wearing is that, and then it suddenly it's coral in another image. Okay. The pink has to be the same. Pink babies on the same blue or the same green or the same white or don't use white, it's horrible. Everyone uses white. So consistency is key. So if you batch edit everything as much as possible and don't edit images for lighting, exposure, or skin tones separate from each other, then you can keep your consistency. Okay. So when I'm editing in Lightroom, I'm editing the RAWs. I don't keep the RAWs, Katie. I ditch them after 3 months because they take up too much space. But they are exported as JPEGs out of Lightroom because in Lightroom, I'm editing for skin tones. So I correct skin in Lightroom. Then when I am editing them in Photoshop one at a time, I'm not touching skin tones because I've done that already. If you have images that you need to edit the skin in Photoshop, you didn't do it right in Lightroom. Your images coming out of Lightroom have to be bang on for skin tones so that in Photoshop, all you're doing is maybe the same warming action, skin flakes, the odd patch on the eyes, but not color on the skin. Maybe you want to correct the blanket again with masking or something, but your skin should be done already. That way, because you edited your skin as a batch in Lightroom, now not messing with skin in Photoshop on an individual basis, that consistency you got is kept. And then your baby is the same color in all your images, which then helps your gallery look like a beautiful entire thing. Because mum doesn't want to see your baby looking magenta when you put her on the pink and green when you stuck her in the green. The baby's skin should be the same color all the way through. Yeah. So if you get images out of Lightroom that you're not happy with, and then you're polishing a turd in Photoshop over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, go back and master it in Lightroom. And then they're a quick 2 minute polish in Photoshop. And then it's easy. So, shall I show you some? Right. Okay, where are we? There we go. Right, so in here we have some finished galleries. Okay, so this one was for training, so it's not a completed gallery. However, it's still pretty, and the baby's skin is pretty much the same color in all of them. I think you'll agree, but it's a slightly smaller gallery because I don't do parent shots for training. And for training, it sometimes takes a lot longer because I'm explaining what I'm doing and I talk a lot. So, if anyone can't see what I'm doing, then please do tell me if it stops or whatever. I'm sure you will. Right. So, what other one? This again, consistency. Mum's asking for.
I can only see an empty folder. I mean,
Okay. Hang on. It said it had paused for some reason. Try again. Share. Better?
yep.
There we go. Okay, here we go. So, mum said yellow, bless her. There we go. But can you, yellow is a bugger to edit on, and it's a bugger to get the baby looking right, which is why it's important. Can you imagine trying to get this kind of consistency on that baby's skin tone if you edit each one for skin individually? It's not going to happen. You have to edit as a batch. You have to. Now, they're always going to be variations. She's edited on creamy, creamy, creamy pale yellow. And then I've stuck her in this dark stuff. Of course, there's going to be differences. But because in Lightroom, I treated this session as an entirety for skin, the differences are negligible. Okay. And they flow, you see. I didn't actually do that much posing with her. I had a run of about 15 nightmare babies who were just wide awake and fussy and whatever. But again, doesn't matter. She was awake for ages, still got a gallery. Okay. What else we got? Oh, this baby. Oh, hard work. 10.5 pounds of pure beefcake, baby. Beautiful. My God, she was hard work. She screeched a lot. So you can see there, not an awful lot of posing has gone on. You can see how tough and strong she was and how she stared into my soul, but still a gallery. It's actually on the blog stump that I've used here. It's actually missed off a couple off the back of it that I got dad on his own. But anyway, yeah, still a gallery. Still, they're consistent. They are tied in together. Another one there. See? So this is a half decent pose flow. But again, he was quite solid baby, didn't really bend much, limited to what I could do in terms of posing, and then popped and did the other bits, and only one parent shot because I had to bully them into that one. Trying to save me favorite one till last. Okay. Yes, they did bring it out an elf outfit, and yes, I said I'd use it. But you can see here he was actually pretty good. So yeah, I always start bum up. Quick Harry Potter one for Auntie, whatever her name was, and then flowing into side on froggy, and then backlit stuff, and then container stuff, and then the parents and granddad. Okay. But again, skin tone, look at his skin tones, consistent. Those greens are all the same. His the rusts here are all the same. Yeah. And then again, all the same. I'm also not one of these people who thinks all babies are the same color. Not all my babies are beige. If baby's got a pinky skin tone, she's keeping her pinky skin tone. I don't like making all babies the same color. Red is normal. It's fine. Just make all the babies the same color in your session. Okay. Yeah. So, was it who asked me, do I do the same thing with a baby with the parents looking at the camera? There's an example there. You can see the mum and dad at the bottom. And then I told them to look at me. But look at them, though. They're a bit gorgeous. He's a footballer. So it had to happen. I said, oh, look at me. And they were good. And also, they knew how to position themselves. Sometimes when you've got the parents like this, and then you go, look at me, they're going, and you go, no, that didn't work. They know to stand up and,
That was
they just.
my last question, and I was just going to ask also if you do that where it's pretty much like the same shot, but they're looking down and then they're looking up, would you fully edit the same photo twice, or do you ever copy the baby from one to the other and just edit the parents?
No, the parents know their baby well enough to know that it's the same shot that I've had that before. I always, if I'm going to copy the baby over, I'll try and do it from a shot that I haven't used, which is why it's useful to keep the JPEGs from Lightroom that you're not going to put in the gallery. Keep them anyway. Because I think it, especially if it's an, if you've edited the baby shot, right? One shot, you've edited it. The next shot, even if it looks the same, you will have moved a bit. You will have edited it slightly differently. And I think putting the same baby's face on, I just think if I can see it, I'm not risking them noticing it. So I would choose another face and put it on, and it's a fresh face then, and edit the whole thing as a whole. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. Cool. But yeah, I would literally just, all I said to them was just lift your chins up a bit. Because parents raise their eyebrows and look at you, and it's not a good look. And you can see that they didn't. I said, please look at me, but ch lift your chin up, not your eyebrows. Yeah, because they don't know. So there you go. Okay. I'm hoping that is all very obvious when you think about it. But basically, if you want to create galleries like these, you can see how they all fit. Okay. You can see how they work as an entirety. They are pretty together, right? And even though you've got a block of those greens, there's not, I mean, okay, I did that with the froggy there that was half froggy and then full froggy, but I knew they were going to buy them all, they're loaded. But normally, I would probably only put one of those in. But yeah, I mean, so it's, the idea is that you're not just going, these are all your images. This is your gallery. That's the thing. Your job is to create a beautiful thing as an entirety, not just a bunch of images. A gallery. Think of it that way. It's got to work together. It's got to be beautiful. Because even though the first thing my clients see is the slideshow, they then get to see the images individually on a collage like this in ProSelect. Although I do jumble it up. So it especially jumbled up. When it's jumbled up, it's still got to work, But you also don't want it just looking pale grey, pale pink, pale blue, or neutral. I mean, if you're gonna do things I've done, here's a thing, right? Cream. Right? They've still got contrast, shadow, depth. Yeah. So even though when my people in my group joke when I do pale stuff. It's still me. It still looks like my work. It's still got my styling, and it's still got the lighting is still the same. You know? So it's always about lighting. Always is.
Oh, there
Any
were a
other questions?
question.
Yeah.
Susie was asking are those 40 images, but I don't know which gallery she was referring to.
Yeah, there's a couple of bigger ones. But sometimes, I mean, you know, the thing is, have a rule, and if you know the rule inside out and you understand why you've got the rule, break it on occasion. And occasionally I'll give a big gallery, right? But you know what it's like. Your clients are not in your studio for 20 minutes. They're in there for a few hours. You get to know them, right? These guys I knew were going to spend. Yeah, the baby was brilliant. I wanted the dad in the granddad involved, stuff like that. I wanted to get them, you know, as much. I wanted to give them more, and the baby allowed that, but I knew I could still get a varied gallery. They weren't going to be choosing. They weren't even going to consider choosing 10. So I didn't mind doing it. But that's, I understand the rule, therefore I understand when to break it.
Same for selling the full gallery. It's not like it's never gonna happen that they buy a middle package or so on, but it's more about creating galleries that are going to maximize the chances of you. And as I was saying to a couple my clients, if you are not selling full gallery most of the time, it's there. That is an issue that has more
Yeah.
to do with your gallery than anything else, in my experience.
I agree with you. And the thing is, there was one of those, I don't even know if, yeah, it was one of those. They bought two pieces of wall art. Yeah. Granddad bought one and then they bought one. Yeah. And they were able, because they were such a varied gallery, they were able to choose images that were very different for their own homes, you know, instead of going, I don't know. And the thing is as well, even if they come into your studio going, we're going to buy a piece of wall art each. If your gallery is not varied enough, one of them's going to back out because they're going to go, well, I can come around your to your house and see yours. It's going to be the same as mine, you know. So
I two questions from Bella. How do you randomize the images, and also how do you do the collage?
that collage is Blogstomp, and I only use it for my socials. I don't know if you can buy Blogstomp anymore. They've got other stuff now. I've had it years, but you just drag it in and it just does it for you, and you can drag and drop them. But I use ProSelect, so I import the gallery and I just drag them around. Oh, is it Emma? Oh, wicked! Thank you, 40% off. I drag them around so that there aren't two, so there wouldn't be two on the cream next to each other. So it's all very mixed up, and I'd scatter the parent images and stuff. Yeah. So it's a good way, actually, if you have had a rough session and you have to just to get your 20 images, you've had to put a few similar ones in, break them up in the way they're presented. The parents won't notice it so much. If you display them together, it's bloody obvious they're quite similar.
Do you let your family see images in grid view? I always shy away from this.
In grid view, how do you mean? What, in the collage? Yeah,
Sorry,
because
hang on. I've just
okay.
what? Sorry, hello.
Hi.
Hi there, nice to meet you. I was just wondering, you said you showed them in a collage. I use ProSelect too. I don't deliver loads of images or anything, but I always shy away from this because on the one time I did it by accident, immediately they're going, oh, bring that back up. That's really easy to compare them. And now I can start to cull them. And I just wondered, but you find it works for you. It's interesting because they do look lovely like that.
Yeah, they do look nice like that. And that's the thing. I think because of the way that the styling and the lighting and everything works, it's almost like a piece of jewelry. You're not going to pick out the stones. It works so prettily together. They kind of go, well, why would I ruin that? But I do that way. But I think it's the way you do your IPS. So for me, I'll do the slideshow. And then without doing anything else, I'll go, what are you thinking? Shut up. So they
Right.
haven't even seen the grid at this point. And then they go, oh, we can't remember. Then I'll bring up the packages on the screen. Then they're making a decision. So if they then go, oh, well, we'll just have top package, no grid necessary, except to pick the wall up.
That's another thing that I've noticed a lot. And I always say, don't go straight into getting them to choose the images. Give yourself a chance of them saying, we can't choose. Am I
Yeah,
right? You don't
exactly.
go straight into from the slideshow into let's look at them one by one, because I think it
No.
makes it just easier for them to then choose in case.
Yeah, exactly. If there are any slight repetitions, it's like I said, some parents can't tell. They see that block of green and they'll go, well, there's 15 greens. We don't need 15 greens. They don't go, oh, the baby looks cute in this pose and this pose and froggy pose. They don't, some parents, especially the dads, they go, well, they all look the same to me. It's the mum that goes, yes, but he looks cuter this way and he looks cuter that way. But the dad's going, oh, it's all green, isn't it? So I think if you can avoid that, then that definitely helps. I go straight into what do you want? What are you doing? What are you going to wait? And then they go, oh my God. And the thing is, if you say, what do you want? What are you thinking? Before they've even seen the gallery, their judgment is based on that beautiful slideshow they've just seen. Rather than go, here's the grid, right? Then they're having to make decisions. Get the decision made already.
Thank you. Thanks. That's very helpful. Thank you.
What if they are dead set on four images? Would you shoot less?
No, I don't care what they say at the session. They don't know what they want at the session. I know that I'm going to give them a gallery that they're going to go, oh, wow. And then I can almost always, say, well, you don't, oh no, for 100 quid, you get all of them. Why would you do that? That's why my packages don't jump by that much. If it's 300 quid between each gallery, then they've got a big financial decision to make. But if it's £100 and they get 10 or all of them, and bearing in mind, no gallery is less than 20. They're getting a minimum of double, plus they're getting them all printed, plus they get the slideshow, plus they get £100 voucher off the wall art, which you're going to buy, aren't you? Because you didn't buy these to just stick them in a drawer. I already know what your favourite is because I heard you say it during the slideshow. Whatever, whatever. You've mocked it up in ProSelect anyway. And then put that in the slideshow.
If people want to choose, how do you do that without them being able to compare? I guess if people want to choose the images, how do you do that without them being able to compare?
Well, you can't really. If they want to compare, they want to compare. Also, if you got a client dead set on 10, then it's your job to help them choose the best 10. And you can still get a wall art sale out of that. If you're clever and go, well, why don't you do this one, not this one? So if you've got four or five different colours and your client is dead set on 10, suggest that they pick two from each colour set. And then you can tell them that, oh, look, you can do a multi with that. Or, which one's your favorite? Don't get, or, oh, you're only having 10. Sodja, you choose. Help them choose. Try and upsell from there. If they're saving money and only buying 10, see if they'll have an album. Put them all in an album if you're not going to buy them all digitally. There's other things you can do, but again, if you've got a good varied gallery, then you can still sell from that 10, even if that's all they're going to do. I've had clients hell bent on only having middle package for financial reasons. I've still managed to get wall out of them. Even though they only got 50 quid off with the middle package. I'm still.
You
They
select
only have.
random one? Do you select random ones to show in black and white, or do you have a process to pick these?
You won't have seen a black and white, I don't think, in any of those galleries. I cannot bear the idea that you can just go click grayscale the whole lot or run a no. A lot of images don't work black and white. For me, black and white is a statement. It's a statement image. I mean, I think there was a couple, but it's an art. It's about more than just the photo. Most images won't work in black and white. They look cruddy and grubby. And washed out, Something that is going to convert to an arty piece on the wall, I would convert to black and white. Something that's really dramatic, something that's got a real punch to its message or real eye contact. Strip the color out and you give it more impact. But I don't do it with every session. I definitely wouldn't do it with every image, because that's you falling into the trap of going, more for their money. They want more for their money. They don't. Because it demeans, it devalues your gallery if you do that.
Do you use Pro Select Basic or the Pro version?
Pro, because I want to be able to import all the Digitalab frames and mock them up. And I had the client in with the granddad the other day, and they wanted the vintage there, but it's got an acrylic front on it. And I managed to, I've got it up here, you can't see it. I managed to. Because I was able to, use wall art to sell and tell him, where are you putting it in your house? Is it opposite a window? Blah, blah, blah. I was able to mock up the different frames and get a fine art natural out of him instead for more money. But process
So,
allowed me to do that.
Julia was asking, you present the gallery as a slideshow with music. Yes.
Yeah, because ProSelect
And
has some crafted stuff in.
how long is good for one image to last during the slideshow, I guess?
Well, it fits to the music
To the
usually. I mean,
music, yeah.
yeah, a Pro Select will do it, but it's only a couple of minutes, not very long. But that's the other reason you don't want 60 images, because they'll all be going like No.
Well, there is a question about how do you batch skin color. I guess that is a different topic, though.
That's editing, which you'll get me
Yeah.
doing like another time.
I had a client buy middle package, which is 10, but wanted the mini accordion, which is it's got 18 images in it. Would you say they have to buy top package as they're getting 8 more images printed, or would you let it go?
I'd let it go, because if it's one of those little accordion things, the profit margin on them is massive,
Yeah.
and they're only that big. So why would I mind? Why would I want to stop them spending more money? If they're only going to buy top middle package, then accept that and just make more money on top. The only time I say no is with my middle package. It is 10 images and 5 prints that match from the 10 they've already chosen. They can't have 10 images as digitals and then choose the 5 prints from extra. No, you get your 10 digitals and then you get 5 prints from those 10. And that, so if they want the others in any shape or form, they can put them on wall art, they can have them in an accordion or an album, because they're paying for those. But they're not going to get those 5 prints as different images, because they haven't paid for them. The prints are complimentary. Sometimes people ask me, can I drop the price of the package if you take the prints out? No, because you're not paying for those. They're complimentary. Yeah. Because they don't cost me 20 quid. Well, the reason I say they're complimentary is because if I just give you guys a USB, you're going to take it into Boots and get crap prints. At least if I give you the prints, I know you're getting high quality prints of your images the way I want you to have them, the way they should look. That's why I give them as a complimentary gift. So there's no point in them to taking it out and nice try.
Good. How do you get people to choose all your lovely colors? I'm so over cream.
Yeah, your mistake, I'm going to guess, without even asking you, is that you're asking people what they want. And it's the biggest thing. You shouldn't do that. When I send people a questionnaire, I ask them two questions. What is their favorite color? Which is not the same as what do you want in your session. What is your favorite color? And what colors do you not like? Okay. So, and I might use even be taking the what is your favorite color out. I only put it in as a 6-month experiment to see, but it turns out right. But if you ask people what they want, they don't know what they want. Okay. They go, oh, let's book a newborn session. They find somebody, haven't even thought about anything. And then you go, what do you want? They go, oh, no, what? Pink, because it's a girl. Or, oh, I don't know, I liked my sister's and she had pink. I'll go pink. I'll go cream. I don't know. They play safe. They don't know what they want. They want you to decide because they're paying you to do it. Okay. And I have never yet had a client come in and go, wow, I hate those colours that you've chosen. They all go, wow, wonderful. I would never have thought to put her in that, but it's wonderful.
Sorry, Maddie, that is my question. I'm not going to put my video on because I've got COVID here and I look horrendous.
Oh,
But
bless you.
that is perfect. Everybody chooses cream and I get really, really fed up of it. But do you choose that before they come in? And what happens if you'd chosen red, like you've got that beautiful burgundy and you come in and your baby is like, glowing red? Would you then change that around or just edit afterwards?
So I would edit, and because that's because of how I like, I know that it doesn't mean answer. Oh God, you sound awful, bless you. I always have everything set up ready to go when they come in, because if that baby comes in sound asleep and ready to go, I want to crack on. The idea of letting a client come in and start rooting around and making decisions is going to kill the session. I've got work to do, I want to crack on. Okay. It's all laid out ready. But I will say to clients, look, these are my ideas. Not I am going to use this, because like I said earlier, if the baby's a nightmare, you might dump half your stuff. So it's all set up ready to go, but what I use depends on the baby. But I would always say, what do you think? What do you think? Aren't they gorgeous? Oh my God, she's going to look amazing in this. And I've tied it all in together. So, I've got what you said about yellow being your favorite color. These are all going to work beautifully with yellow. And they go, oh, would never have thought to do that. Sold.
What about choosing colors that will complement where wall art will hang?
Yes. So, when they come in, it very much depends on the client, if I'm honest. Some people go, do what you want, we don't care. In fact, 60% of my clients express no preference. They're in the box that it requires an answer. They go, we don't mind. Maddie, we love everything she does. Let her do what she wants, in which case, fine. And I'll quite often, when they come in, I'll say, what's your front room? But to be honest, most people have got a grey front room or something these days anyway, or a neutrally front room. So it doesn't matter too much. But yeah, then in which case, I will kind of switch something up for them. But again, it depends on the client. But if I've got everything set up ready, it's usually quite quick, just to do a quick change if I need to. I mean, if I the only time, Emma, that I would change the fabric is if I've got yellow or orange or rust or something like that set up ready to go on the posing table, and they come in with a jaundiced redhead, then I might think twice. I might go, I'm not doing that. Let's get the teal out and the apples.
Good. Thank you so much. We've kept you for much longer than we were
That's
supposed
all
to, but
right.
I
That's all right.
loved it. If there's any other question, you have 3 seconds to ask questions. 2 seconds. 1 second. Gone. Will everybody's I posted a link to my clients to Maddie's online mentoring. It will be in the app for those of you who've missed it. And I'll see you tomorrow with a live then,
You
Maddie.
will
We'll
live with
see
the
you
newborn
tomorrow.
session. Very excited. I'm now going to get the studio ready for that.
Brilliant.
Maddie, what time
Thank
is
you
your
so
live?
much. Oh, sorry.
9 o'clock tomorrow.
9
9 o'clock
o'clock.
tomorrow, baby, at 10.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you so much, Maddie.
No worries. Take care, everybody.
Bye
Bye.
bye.